the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Langer and Mark Dabla.
And this is the Craigslist Corral. Today, yes, we're heading over to North Jersey, home of the Sopranos.
Jersey Shore.
And those Jersey Shore are somewhere else in Jersey.
Well, they're in Jersey.
And we're in North Jersey.
Whatever.
Home of the Giants and the Jets.
The Giant Jets. Those Jets are huge over there.
And the New York Net. Oh, shit, they moved. All right.
They got other stuff, I bet.
They're in Brooklyn now. Yeah. Oh, the New Jersey Devils.
They should change your name to the New Jersey Saints.
And soon to be the, pretty, I think, no.
That's yeah, it. Good. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Today we're going to head into misconnections, which is always fun. And we'll start off with somebody who is looking for someone in AutoZone, a male for male.
Hey, yo, oh, wait, it's me, Tony, huh? You in the AutoZone, right? Hey, Angela.
I'm surprised to find myself on here. But I definitely thought there was a missed opportunity. I had to run in and grab something for my car. You walked by the aisle I was standing in, and that's when I first noticed you. Definitely a handsome guy. Up at the counter, you were explaining to the employee what happened to your car. When you turned around to leave, I was waiting to pay.
All right.
Totally a long shot. Waste of fucking time.
Yeah, I know, dude. Why would you assume he's gay, too?
Yeah, most likely he's straight. Secondly,
I don't know why you're saying most likely straight. I mean, where are you getting that from? Everyone's straight? Majority of people are straight?
Well,
why do you hate gay people?
Actually, the majority of people are straight.
Because you hate gays?
Well, because he was at AutoZone.
Gay people don't drive cars, so you're right about that. I take it back. Go ahead.
I think AutoZone loses a lot of, you know, most people have newer cars now. Do you think AutoZone has lost a lot of business?
Probably. Well, one...
Leasing, because leasing is so big now, almost everyone has a brand new car.
Yeah, people have newer cars, and, like, people like me, I don't know fucking shit about cars. I don't drive a newer car, but I don't sure as hell don't know how to fix it. I don't need... I can go get a part and stare at it.
Yeah, you can figure it out. You go, you Google it, and you try. Give it a try, man.
Give it a try, and if I fuck it up, what?
That's how you fucking learn.
I don't want to learn. I want to pay someone to do it for me.
That's what I've been doing around the house. Like, shit, I don't... Like, usually I just call my father if I'm doing it. I'm like, no, I'm trying it myself. You know, if it gets to the point where I'm fucking up, like, oh, the whole house is flooded, Dad. You got to get over here.
It's... Half of it's flooded. The other half's
on fire.
I might just wait till the flood catches up to the fire. I don't know.
Best case scenario, I get half a house.
Yeah.
Which is really soggy.
That's true. I mean, the wood, it fucking soaks in the water, and it's all, our floor's squishy, it's a mess.
The other thing about this is that most people don't notice what's around them, so he probably didn't even see you.
Yeah, why am I paying attention to some dude? Think about all the places you've been today. A guy standing behind you in line? Do you remember what he looked like?
Like, when was the last time you made eye contact with a girl? Which is totally different because, you know, or at least you're a girl and a guy. I just don't think that, he didn't say this guy was gay. He just said he was a guy.
But how would he know?
True. So anyways,
I mean, honestly, though, I see hot chicks. I don't remember every single one. I know I've seen hot chicks.
Have you ever thought to look in the on Craigslist misconnections?
No.
What are the chances that you've been written about on misconnections?
Zero? Yeah.
What about me?
I would say zero for fucking everyone.
All right. Way to break my heart, Mark.
I want to go into the misconnections for Buffalo just to see.
Well, we haven't done that. We haven't done our own city yet.
I know. One of these days.
In love with a girl from State Farm. Is that the commercial? Jessica? I remember her. She was pretty hot.
Like a good agent.
Oh, no. That's a different commercial. I don't remember. Maybe it was the same one.
I think that's State Farm. Yeah.
I met this beautiful woman about 3 years ago. When I first saw her, I was mesmerized.
I was memorized.
But I had a girlfriend at the time, so I didn't want to be unfaithful. I moved away for a few months late last year, decided to walk into her office. When I saw her again, the same feeling came over me, and I figured, well...
It's called an erection.
Since now I'm single, why not try my luck? I engaged her in conversation and was intrigued by her. I began to fall in love with her. I sent flowers to her, dreamed about her, think about her night and day. And crazy thing is, I don't know why I feel the way I do. I mean, she's stunningly beautiful and very cute, but I feel more than a physical attraction. That was one whole sentence.
Okay, this dude's a fucking loser. Just to let you know, when you see really attractive girls...
It's long, like, run-on sentences?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, 99% chance that they're already in a relationship. They're not on the market long.
And no such thing as a single girl, as Mark always says.
Yeah.
And we don't mean that there is zero single girls. We're just saying that...
There's a dude around.
In general, girls aren't single.
Yeah. Even when they are, sometimes they're not really. Yeah. So, and another thing, apparently you're sending her flowers, I guess. So, she knows you're interested. Unless it's anonymous, so why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
so obviously
this is misconnection, so...
Yeah, she didn't miss shit. She doesn't want it.
This guy has a very horrible grasp of the English language as well.
Yeah, most people
we do. Use... USE. We used to get along fine.
That would be use.
We used to get along fine, but then one day, I don't know what happened, now she won't even look at my face.
Because you fucking creeped her out with all the flowers and shit. You're just a fucking customer, dude. Quit showing up at her job.
I've asked her out and she tells me she's not interested in me. I don't know why I find myself a pretty interesting person with a lot to offer. I just wish she could see that.
Exactly, asshole. You asked her out, she said no, but you refused to leave her alone. Now you're a stalker. So fucking leave her, man.
And what hurts more is that her office is right across the street from my house.
That does suck. I got a feel for the guy for that part. You just, you know, he's like, he's got binoculars and he's staring out.
So every time I look
out
my window with my telescope, I feel a stab in my heart. I've never felt this way before in love, but heartbroken at the same time.
And I'm so upset the spell check doesn't work on my computer.
One can always dream. This is a misconnection. Your fucking stalking victim is yeah. across the street from you, or works across the street from you.
I feel bad for her, man. He's never going to leave her. She's going to have to quit her job to get away from this dude.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's never going to leave her alone. Fucking quit, lady.
And it's like, you can get a restraining order, but you can't get a guy to...
That's the thing. Get a restraining order? Like, do I have to move, Your Honor? I live there. That's mm-hmm. my fucking house.
Up next, you said hi to my dog, woman for male. A rare woman from Al in the misconnections.
Huh.
You had brown hair, Mark.
Yeah, me so far.
Brown eyes.
Yeah, me.
And you were pretty flippin' awesome.
Yeah, me again.
And you said hi to every dog that passed you.
I do that all the time. Shit.
That's where you start to fall apart. But more important, you said hi to my dog.
Hey, dude, and I was in fucking Jersey the other day. That's probably me. She up for some fucking? What's
he was busy cleaning his do. I'm so sad I did not say hi and ask you for your number. Or how is your backyard? Is it curbed? What the fuck does this mean?
Wait, this is the girl talking?
Yeah.
She wants to know about my back, about my ass? Isn't that what a backyard is?
I'm so glad you did not say ask for your number. Or how is your backyard? Is it curbed?
Someone curbed my ass? I don't know what that means.
And how's your dog clean up his own shit?
I trained him. Come on.
They have a whimsical picture of a dog cleaning up his shit, but I assume that's some sort of a setup.
I don't know. That's what she says.
Clean that up, you fucking mutt.
No, I mean, well, that's how you train in the beginning, but after, I mean, once he learns, you can be nice about it. Then he understands.
A fucking guy running around the park saying hi to every dog he meets.
Hi.
I bet he's not saying hi to a girl or a dude's dogs.
Yeah, no, he's saying hi to girls' dogs who are like hot chicks. Ooh, she's hot. Oh, hello, doggy. How do you do?
Next up, Fionami from Online Booty Call, male for woman.
I gotta go to that site.
Fionami, hi, this is XCrooner00 from Online Booty Call. I do not have an account, so we have to talk this way. Would you love to meet?
I wonder what the real pronunciation for that name is, because I'm willing to bet it's not whatever you said.
Fionami. First of all, if she's on Online Booty Call, she's not looking on Craigslist for dude. She's looking on Online Booty Call.
That is true. I would go to that site.
I guess you could do a bunch of different stuff.
I mean, don't put all your eggs in one basket, I guess. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Next up, how hobo can traffic court.
Oh, it sounds like almost how a hobo can...
No. You're a really good-looking young guy who works at the traffic court in Hoboken. We made eye contact a few times while you were working, and I'd really like to meet you. If you see this, tell me what I look like and was wearing.
You look like a lady. Oh, that is you.
You look like a guy who goes over the speed limit and gets caught and tried to plea down your ticket,
mm-hmm.
the 3 parking tickets. And you owe me money on the 17th, so I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'll see you again when you pay your bill. Yeah. So, I mean, come on in.
I made eye contact with somebody who was at court when I work at court.
Make eye contact with a lot of people, but I remember you especially.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to the kind young guy. This woman from Al. I-287 North, exit 20-233.
Very specific.
Thank you to the kind young guy that stopped to ask if I was okay around 7:25 this morning.
Hey, are you okay? And you're just sitting there, too. You're, like, eating lunch. Like, I guess.
I was heading on to I-287 North from somewhere between exits 26 and 33. Not sure exactly where I was.
Are you drunk? You
don't
know
where you are? When my car hydroplaned. I went up on a curb, down through the grass, and sideways into oncoming traffic.
I'm going to say it wasn't hydroplaning. That you're just a shitty driver. I mean, I've hydroplaned for a couple seconds before. I'm not, like, you know, totally out of control. That's probably on you.
The exit ramp getting off from I-287 North. You were exiting I-287 North in your car.
Did you say iTunes? You were exiting iTunes.
4x4 SUV? Question. Was blue and you were dressed in what looked like a black suit. You were young in your early 20s. I really... just want to thank you for stopping to make sure I was okay.
I was on my way to a funeral.
And for waiting a minute or two before driving away. I'm so glad I didn't hit you. I'm so sorry for our almost head-on collision. I wish I had gotten to talk to you and thank you more. This will probably never reach you, but I thought I would give it a shot. What's the chance that this woman's attractive?
None. Attractive women don't go on the internet, I mean, looking for misconnections. These are, you know, old people and monsters. Mostly.
Women for Male, hold the phone. Missed your misconnection. You were looking for a specific blonde. Woman for Male. One of my friends showed me a misconnections post.
For
a blonde girl that goes to shows and parties around the Morris County area with one very specific attribute. But I'm leaving
Huge
it out.
Huge titties.
I'm leaving it out because I feel dumb even doing this and don't want to make it too obvious who
That's
I am.
That's me with the huge rack.
But anyways, I want you to reply... I want to reply to you, and the post was gone. Oh, I went to reply to you, and the post is gone.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. So if you think it was you, feel free to respond with what specific attribute it is.
Pierced nipples.
Very odd.
Yeah, as usual, you know, probably fake. Monsters, fakes, bullshit. That's what's on the internet.
Where are you? Are you a monster or a fake?
I'm not on the internet.
Yes, you are.
How am I on the internet?
Well, you're not on Craigslist, but you're on the internet. So.
Yeah,
I mean, you used to be, at least.
Whatever, man. Old news.
Listen, old news is always new news in the past.
Shut up, man.
Speaking of auto places, Pet Boys, Route 440, male for woman. We were in... This is all in caps. We were in Pep Boys. You were waiting in your car. I was at the counter. I'm Robert, a.k.a. Boo. You said your name was Anna from Bayonne. I can't stop thinking about you. I wait to meet you, please, if you see this email. Beautiful.
All right.
Okay. I don't know if that was successful. That would be...
Who gives a fuck, but... Yeah. I can't believe any of these are real. How much time do people have to just fucking waste... I mean, does anyone honestly think they're getting anything from this?
I don't... That's
why I gotta say, shit's fake, or a lot of this stuff might be kind of like code. It's like, I'm not really looking for that person, but I put anything on there, and someone will bite. It's not gonna, you know, this thing never even happened, so it's not gonna be this person I'm looking for. I'm looking for anyone. So someone's gonna answer me, and we'll just get together.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I think most of it is. Very rare. Someone actually... This is something legit.
NSA, fuck our brains out. Male for woman, 21. I just moved out here from New York, looking to hook up. Nice-sized dude. Ready for anything, just down to fuck or chill. Shoot me a message to exchange numbers. Let's see what's up.
And this guy works for the NSA? Man, he's a professional guy, too. I mean, that's a catch. Shit.
I thought, because of misconnections, that he... I don't understand what's going on with this.
He works for the NSA. He works for these the government. People, he's like a spy or something.
I feel like these people put things in the wrong category.
I feel like they put him in every category. They write something and they just put it like everywhere, hoping someone's going to read it and respond.
This gentleman walked Diana under my umbrella to your green Saab. Male for woman, Home Depot.
I'm sobbing now.
I walked you to your car under my umbrella. There was a song about this in the 60s. We talked about what was in your car. I felt a connection, but I walked away and regretted not asking you for your number or giving you mine.
Was he robbing her? What's in your fucking car, lady? Come on, open it up.
I tried to catch up to you to give it to you, but by the time I had seen where you drove off. If you see this, please write back so we can connect. If you think you're the Diana I'm looking for, tell me what you were carrying or what was in your car, and I will know it's you. Seriously, hope you see this, and I won't be hurt if you don't remember my name.
Oh, God, I'm so hurt.
Would you escort a lady, a strange lady? I know you don't really carry umbrellas around.
I don't. But let's just say the off chance. Look, I'm not a fucking pussy. If it's raining outside, guess what? I'm going to get a little wet. Don't care. Let's just say I have an umbrella.
I've always said that you should not have an umbrella if you're a man unless you're escorting a lady. Now, I guess if you're just carrying the umbrella around in case a lady isn't in distress, maybe.
But then the thing is, then you're an idiot for not using it. You're getting soaked, it's a downpour, and you're just wandering around holding the umbrella, not using it? That's fucking ridiculous.
You're right. Mark's right once again.
Yeah, I know.
Next up, girl who blew me at this club, male for woman. I was at Bungalow 8 last weekend. This girl blew me. It was amazing. I'd like to see you again. Well, go back to Bungalow 8. She's probably a regular, you asshole.
She probably blows plenty of dudes
over there.
You always
see the same fucking idiots at the clubs every week.
Yeah.
She thinks she's looking, you know, she doesn't remember. She was probably so drunk she doesn't remember.
Hey, you better hope she doesn't remember you, because she probably just randomly blows dudes, but doesn't want to blow the same dude. So, you know, go there and hope that she was drunk enough that she doesn't know you. That way she'll blow you again. That's the trick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
One more?
Yeah, what do you think? Great Catch t-shirt at ShopRite?
What?
Great Catch t-shirt at ShopRite? You cut my hair today, Supercuts? All right, that's a good one. I like this one.
We love Supercuts. That's where we get our
haircut news.
Yeah.
You cut my hair today, smiley face, Supercuts, Clifton River Plaza. Male for woman, 28, Clifton, New Jersey. Your name starts with M.
Mary.
We chatted about my job and you helped me with a purchase.
Would you like to buy some hair gel?
So here's how it went. This guy sits down. He gets a haircut. She goes, oh, where do you work? Oh, well, you know, I work up at the factory. I do this and that, blah, blah, blah. Oh, would you like to buy any hair product? We're having a special. That's all that went on.
I know. Yeah, dude, a lot of the time, there are attractive women working at a Supercuts, and...
They'll ask what you're doing tonight.
They will make small talk. I mean, just to fill in the silence, I mean, you're stuck with each other for a few minutes, or be a little nice to get a better tip. Meanwhile, sorry, dude, doesn't mean fucking shit. She doesn't like you. She doesn't want to fucking date you. It's fucking, you know, let's live in reality.
Thought you were really cute, enjoyed meeting you. Didn't want to put you on the spot, so I'll let fate decide. If you read this message, tell me my name and we talked about it.
Oh my God.
By the way,
I think I know that guy. I cut his hair today.
I do not recommend ever asking your haircutter out. Now, I know that seems like, well, that's a confident thing to do. But you know how many times they can probably get asked out in a week by other confident dudes?
I know.
They just think you're an asshole.
And like I always say...
That's why they're constantly mentioning their boyfriend. That's a fucking defense mechanism.
Yeah, I mean, attractive girls, they're fucking taken already. Just leave them alone. I understand there are going to be points when they're single, but usually a chick will let you know when they're interested. With haircutters, there really is no way to know unless she starts, like, rubbing your dick, you know, like, through your jeans as she's going around, because... They're going to ask you where you work. They're going to ask what you're doing for tonight.
There's no way to tell if
they're
going to
ask you what you're doing this weekend. You got any big plans? That's just how they make small talk.
But the thing, you know what you could do? They go, hey, what are you doing tonight? And you go, I don't know. What are you up to? Then that's an opening for her to say, I don't know. Maybe we should, you know. If she says, oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah. Oh, me and my boyfriend, we're going to stare at each other. We have huge staring contests.
Yeah, so you're going to have to just dip your toes in and kind of like...
Yeah, that's what I do. I put my feelers out and see what's going on.
And your feelers always come up empty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. 100% of the
time. You know where you won't come up empty?
HotShotWizKids.com. You fucking missed it, dude.
Lots of bullshit on there. You can read, write. No, you can't write. You can write emails.
HotShotWizKids.com. No, you can write comments.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You can read. You can write. You can eat. You can do whatever you want there.
Yeah. Burgers. I invented some alcoholic yogurt.
It's your playground, folks.
Have some of that. My body's your playground, if you didn't know that.
So, from the land of Tony Soprano.
Exactly.
We're out.
Shame about it, bone in the red side.